But let's be clear, the men who wrote this decision on behalf of the Supreme Court have entered into a war on women. They have become a blatantly politically activist, anti-woman political organization. There are some beliefs that are so heinous that government should not respect them, no way, no how. Apartheid in South Africa was justified on religious grounds. The Southern Baptist Convention justified slavery and later Jim Crow and segregation on religious grounds. We don't accept that as a society anymore, and we should not accept plain out gender bigotry. Withholding basic health care from women is bigotry, plain and simple. We should not accept it, no matter how sincerely the belief is held.